Welcome to the Daily Path Podcast, where it's all about building an authentic life and business. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and now for today's message. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and today I want to talk to you about some of the lessons that I have learned over the last 6 years of hosting this show. For those of you who don't know, this past Wednesday, April 10th, was the 6-year anniversary of Daily Path Podcast. And since starting this show, I've learned a lot about myself, podcasting, and what comes with growing a business. Now, before I get into the lessons that I want to share with you today, I want to say thank you for listening to my show. I'm aware that you don't have to listen, and the fact that you do means a lot to me. So I want to say thank you again. And if you don't mind, please share this podcast with other motivational speakers and expert coaches you know committed to growing a purpose-driven business, as I'm looking to continue providing massive value through the show to help you grow your purpose-driven business. Now, on to 6 lessons I have learned from 6 years of podcasting. The first lesson that I want to share is that being committed is better than being interested. Being committed is better than being interested. When I look at the overall landscape of podcasting, the reason for more than half of podcast shows failing is not because podcasting is saturated. It's because most podcasts are started by people who were interested in the idea of having a show instead of being committed to producing a successful show that gets their listeners results as well as their business. It's the same thing for people who consider motivational speaking and expert coaching. You have the successful motivational speakers and expert coaches that are committed to making the world a better place. They're committed to helping people get results in their lives. Whereas you have motivational speakers and expert coaches that have not had success and that have decided to now do something else. And usually it's because they were interested in what motivational speaking and coaching was, not truly committed. And I know it, you know, there's nothing wrong with making the decision that you no longer want to do something and you want to find, you know, something new to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But at some point in one's life, you have to truly commit to something. When we truly commit to our life's purpose, goals, or impact that we want to create in the world, success is bound to happen. It's bound to follow, but we have to truly commit. We can't just be interested, fail. And the reason why we fail is because ultimately, like, we quit. So, like, it's like we can't just be interested, take some losses, and then make the decision to quit, which is the ultimate failure, and then chunk it up for like, oh, well, you know, that opportunity doesn't define me. Okay. And while I would say no one opportunity defines you, if you make the habit of quitting, that is defining you. You are a quitter. And so being the person that makes the decision to be committed is better than being interested. Lesson number 2, when you truly commit to something, everyone won't understand, and that's okay. Now, unfortunately, this was a hard lesson for me to accept because I felt as if everyone should understand what is so clear to me, but that isn't the case. For example, when I remember when I made the decision to give up partying every week, I had friends that completely understood that I was doing it in pursuit of building something I believe in, while others accused me of thinking I was too good. I have some friends that understand why I network to build professional relationships as much as I do, while others accuse me of being fake because I won't ignore everyone just to spend time with them. I have some friends that understand why I operate on a strict schedule, while others claim that how I live is not living. There's no way that I'm having fun in my life because I'm being so strict. And in the beginning, I did my best to get people who didn't understand to understand. Then I realized that what I was committing to was far more important than trying to get people who didn't want to understand me to understand. If you have ambitions or a new way of life that you are committing to, and some people choose not to understand while attempting to be negative, you'll have to make the decision to decrease the amount of time around them or cut them off altogether. And no matter how you choose to move forward, don't take someone's lack of understanding personal. Some people come into your life for a reason, others come into your life for a season. Third lesson I want to share with you today is saying no is just as important as saying yes. Or another way of looking at this is that protecting your time is essential. The more successful you become, the more opportunities you will attract. And the unfortunate part about this is that not all opportunities will contribute to what you're building, which makes it an opportunity that's competing for your time. Now, after I've started experiencing this, I had to learn how to vet an opportunity to decide if it will contribute to what I'm building or if it will detract from what I'm building. And if it contributes to what I'm building, I figure out how and when I can implement it. And if it detracts from it, I walk away from the opportunity. The third lesson that I've learned over the last 6 years of podcasting that I want to share with you today is saying no is just as important as saying yes, or another way of looking at this, protecting your time is essential. Lesson number four, business is an impact and income game. Now, I don't think I have to spend much time talking about how business is an impact game because generally speaking, I believe most people get into entrepreneurship to make the world a better place in some way, shape, or form, or at least that is, you know, what most people claim. So I think that there's an understanding that business is about adding value and making one's life better. When you are new to entrepreneurship, it can be easy to fool yourself into believing that the money doesn't matter. And, you know, unless you don't have responsibilities to take care of, the money does matter. Okay. Like if you have kids, money matters. If you plan on, you know, taking care of those kids, money matters. You know, if you have kids and you plan on like letting the other parent take care of the kid, you don't plan on being present in the kid's life. You don't plan on providing for the kid. You don't plan on, you know, helping pay for the kid to go to college or whatever whatever it is that the other parent's going to be doing. If you don't plan on doing those things, then yeah, you know, business is just a money doesn't matter game. Okay. But if you plan on being a parent that takes care of responsibilities, if you plan on having a family and taking care of responsibilities, if you plan on, I don't know, contributing to ending world hunger or perhaps wanting to contribute to, you know, other worthy causes that are making the world a better place. I mean, money matters. And I've, you know, a common theme that I see amongst startup entrepreneurs, like new entrepreneurs, and unfortunately, I was actually one of them in my first year of business, is trying to say it's not about the money. And what I now believe is, it's not only about the money. Like, but business is also about money, yes. And so for my new entrepreneurs, or for someone listening to the show and you are considering getting into entrepreneurship, know that business is an impact and income game. Lesson number five, know your value. I think this is important because when you truly know your value, meaning what you can do for others, then you can truly do right by others as well as not getting taken advantage of in the process. When you don't know your value, that can lead to you not doing right by others, and that can also lead to you being taken advantage of in the process. So lesson number five, know your value. And my final lesson for the day is that high performers don't like mediocre performers, and mediocre performers don't like high performers. This was a quote by Nick Saban. And I believe this is important because in business, if you are wanting to attract and retain quality clients, making it a point to be a high performer is a must. And if you spend time hanging around people that are mediocre in your personal life, when I say spend time, I mean the most time. Okay. Like, I'm not saying you have to be around high performers your whole life. I mean, your whole day or whatever. Like, I have people in my family and friend groups that's not necessarily high performers, but I don't spend the most time around them. Okay. In terms of who you spend the most time around, I think it's important to make it a point to spend the most time around high performers, to hold yourself accountable for the standard that you should have. Because through that, you will be able to over-deliver when it comes to your clients and building a business. So, these are the six lessons that I have for you today. I know it was short, sweet, and simple. Again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another episode of Daily Path Podcast. It really does mean the most to me that you are here with me here in this year. It's going to be a great year. The show is going to continue getting better. If you would like to hear a certain topic on the podcast, send me a message on LinkedIn. You can find me at Joe Winters Jr. or go to joewintersjr.com and send me a message there. Thanks for tuning into another episode. Until next time, have a blessed day. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Daily Path Podcast. If you would like to launch your own podcast show to expand your reach, grow your network, and sign more premium clients for your business, visit dailypathacademy.com to learn how we can help you launch an impactful podcast that changes lives around the world and acquires high-ticket clients for your business. That's dailypathacademy.com.